This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we just got through beating the Nuggets. It was our first win of the preseason, and it was a great game, start to finish. But if you know, if you've been listening to us before, we've lost a couple of these games, and we make a big deal not to make too big of a deal out of this. And so even though we won, we're going to try to do our best to avoid making too big of a deal out of a single preseason game.
We need not to make a big deal out of this. All right. Now that we said that, let's make a big deal out of this, because this was a hell of a game to watch, man. I was pretty stoked. This team looked really great. And if you look at the Denver's, really their top nine players, they got close to what they're going to get in playing time during the regular season. Yes, I know everybody's rusty and all that other stuff, but let's just look at it like this. Our players got closer to what we were looking at for their minutes per the typical season. Shea got 27, Giddey got 32, Dort 26, Bazley 26, and we had a mixture of 22 for Isaiah Roby, and Derek Favors had 15 at that center position. This is what I think. If we're looking at 30 minutes a starter, minus Derek Favors or Isaiah Roby, either way, or if Isaiah Roby gets that starting nod, he averages 30 minutes a game. That means in each position, they're fighting over, in the backup position, 18 minutes per slot. That's big minutes still. That's not chump change. So with that being said, as I'm looking at this team as it's starting to come together and the minutes that these guys are getting, and they're starting to fill out like we need them to fill out, and we just played against the Nuggets team that their minutes are very similar to what they're going to look like during the season, and we just stomped them. I mean, it was great to see at the end of the game, Mark, when they had all their starters in the game, and we had four rookies and Deck out there. So it was really insane to see how those guys just put the pedal to the metal, and we kept on going.
Yeah, we won the game 108-99. We were up at, quite a bit at different points, and the score stretched to about 20 points a few times. And like you said, the Nuggets continued to press with their starters, and we kind of stuck to our game plan, which included more minutes from our starters than normal. But as the fourth quarter rolled around, they were nowhere to be found for us, with the exception of Josh Giddey, and he's looking to get extra minutes more with that rookie group right now. And like you said, that four rookie group plus Deck, who's only got a few games under his belt, you know, 10 games of NBA action amongst all five of those guys out there. That was fun to see, but what was great to see was see them stick together when, you know, the team was out there, the Nuggets were trying to get the win, Joker was out doing his tricks, and you see Wiggins out there playing great defense, playing great offense. I mean, there was a lot of highlights, but that end of the game, that was great to see. Mostly, I mean, yes, the positive play, that's the reward, right? But seeing Coach Daigneault having the confidence to go with that young group of players, that's what I loved the most. And then obviously the benefit of seeing that go well. But you know, you got to give these guys chances, and doing it all at once, this is unusual, but it's very fun to watch.
Yeah, man, I went to depth the other day about how I thought Derek Favors was going to be that it factor for us at that center position. You know, I mentioned that he played for the Denver Nuggets. I was totally off on that. I know I was off. If you listen to us and you're making fun of me, please do so, because I fucked up. He played for the Utah Jazz. You know, for whatever reason, I just ran a blank on that and I just blurted out Denver. I knew better. Anyways, getting back to seeing these guys play, man, this was just exciting stuff. Favors fit so well into this pick and roll and into this fade jump shot that he has. Man, this is going to be fun watching him get into sync with his team. But while he's getting into sync, don't get me wrong, man, our center position is in great hands with Isaiah Roby. He went out there and played a phenomenal game today. 22 minutes, man. I know that we could talk about the starters right now, but to me, Isaiah Roby, the 22 minutes, the 14 points that he went out there and got, the two assists, one steal, four rebounds, this was exciting to me. He had an opportunity to kind of get down. He didn't play last game, and then he didn't get the starting nod today. He could have got down like some players do, and he didn't. He stepped up. he revved up and he got out there and made some great plays out there. And it was exciting to see how he was able to help our team with this win. But like you said, that last four rookies and Deck, man, that was exciting, dude. I love to see what Coach D did. He noticed that the Denver guys were putting out their starters, and immediately he went to this rookie team. It was like, I dare you. And I dig the nuts on Coach D, man, because it's not easy to look at a reigning MVP, then he's going out and he's going to try to go win the game with Coach Malone over there saying, come on, guys, let's go get the win, right? And he goes out there and sticks the four rookies and Deck. And it was kind of like a big thing, like, you know what? I'm going to get these guys to extend the lead. And they did a phenomenal job closing out this game.
Yeah, let's talk about the upcoming game against it's tomorrow. It's a back-to-back, and we're also playing Denver. So that will play into the strategy, the fact that we just got done playing with them. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Like you mentioned, Derek Favors got the start at the center. So I have to give you props on that. That's something you called. I thought we'd stick with Isaiah Roby. In the end, Roby played 21 minutes. Favors played 14 and a half minutes. So, you know, Roby got a lot more burnout there. But like you said, Favors is working his way into shape. He was 5 for 7 on field goals. So that's 71%. He got 5 rebounds, 10 points. You know, he played really well. He just... timely screens, and they were solid. And then when he got the ball, he knew what to do with it. Offensively, it was a breath of fresh air to see a veteran center who's not afraid to shoot the ball. And then Baisley had by far his best preseason game we've seen from him. He went off in the first quarter. I think, is it right, Dave, he had 13 points in the first quarter?
Yeah, man, 13 points in the first quarter. He was absolute phenomenal out there. 27 minutes, 7 defensive, 1 offensive for a total of 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. And for whatever reason, they had a block up there that was removed on defense. I don't know why it was removed, if they decided it was a deflection or what. But man, Baisley was phenomenal tonight. 16 points. They named him player of the game. And like you said, 13 points in the first quarter. It was fire, man. He shot 2 for 3 from three-point range, 5 for 8 total in field goals, but really was just a phenomenon out there. Dort played 26 minutes tonight. He had a total of 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 14 points, man. He was 3 for 4 in three-point range. Man, he continues. We call it the drip, man. Every single time that ball goes in, it just feels like it's a drip. It sounds like a drip, man. It is so perfect, and it's one of those shots that where now when he shoots the ball, you can automatically put your hands up and walk away because you know it's going in. That's a consistency that's happening with Dort's three-point shot, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see the progression. Like you said, now you get to the point where you're expecting it to go in. It's come a long way. And he's also improved his ability to finish at the basket, left or right hand, with contact. He's got touch. There'd be a lot of times last year he got to the basket, and then he would just have trouble, you know, with that finesse. And now he's got that touch at the basket, and it's great to see. Josh Giddey, 14 points in 31 minutes. He led the team once again in minutes. He was 6 for 10 in shooting, 1 for 2 from deep. He hit 1 for 2 for free throws. He had 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal. He played really well. His misdirection, dribbles, passes, constantly being creative. And I just felt like it was one of his best games for sure. It was really impressive. He, all 5 of our starters, well, except for Shea, ended up with double digits. Shea with 9 points. So overall, like, SGA was out there and he really looks like he fits in with these guys. I mean, Josh Giddey was out there and he looks like he fits in with these guys.
Yeah, man. I think he had 7 points in that fourth quarter, 6 points in that fourth quarter. It was huge for him in that fourth quarter that he played. He is just a phenomenal player. The way he plays, the way that he has that ability to move what I call the chessboard, move the players on the chessboard at will. He drives to the hole, he pauses, and then he looks for an open guy cutting. And today it was Deck. He was cutting, and he got a wide open layup from it. Man, I'm telling you, he understands the game like I have not seen in a very long time. I know we're extra hyped up about Josh Giddey, but we are hyped up about it because when you have the it factor, it shines through. And Josh has that it factor. And it is one of those beautiful things that as everything is starting to come together we're starting to recognize the talent level of Josh Giddey. And to be honest, I want to be greedy here because I feel like Josh Giddey is going to be an Oklahoma City Thunder favorite because they love scorers. They love the guys that can put the ball on the floor and can score. And man, when he does, he has this extra flair about it. Whether he's flipping up his hair and moving it back, it doesn't matter, man. He's got an it factor, and it's going to be really fun to see how he connects to the Oklahoma City fan base this year. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, man, he had 27 minutes tonight. 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. I thought the blocks were phenomenal by him tonight. You mentioned it, 9 points, but I wasn't really focused on that. This is the first time he's broken over 25 minutes in a preseason game right now, so everything else will come. I was just more focused on how he was running the team. He was telling the guys where to go. He was really working with Josh Giddey to make sure that that connection's there. That Josh Giddey, Derek Favors, and Shai Alexander connection is going to be a lot of fun because you've got Josh Giddey. He's going to be in the corner a lot because of Shai and Derek, and you got Derek setting the screens and Shai going around them. If there's no help, Shea's going to get an easy bucket for him or Derek Favors, but if there is help, Josh Giddey is going to be open a lot, and we're going to see a lot of beautiful things from him. He's a special player, and I think a lot of people are starting to recognize that. We're lucky we got him at 6. That's all I'm going to say about that. I know a lot of people think that we missed out on the elite group, but we are incredibly lucky that he was available at number 6 for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're definitely big fans, and he continues to show that he's capable of so many different things. And today, one thing I was really pleasantly surprised with is his ability to finish at the basket. So I'm going to walk away with that and just continue to remind myself, because if he can finish at the basket and he's an elite passer, he can really shred defenses. And he's already shown the ability to use misdirection and a crossover to get to the basket, and that's been great to watch. Roby was out there playing great, 2 for 4 from deep, 4 for 10 overall. He shot 4 for 4 on free throws, a total of 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. You already mentioned all this, but my point about Roby is this. He really stretches the court. He does the things we need him to do. He had these great plays, one where he got a block, he started the fast break, and he was able to really create the type of tempo that we're looking for from him, and that's exciting to see. Poku, he struggled today, 19 minutes, he had 2 points, 1 for 7, he had 5 rebounds and 2 block shots. His defense was spectacular. Both of those block shots were at the pinnacle, and one was on Joker on like a half hook, half push shot from Joker there, and then another one, I think it was Jeff Green going up for a big dunk or something. It was great to see Poku out there playing defensively. Obviously, everybody wants to see him making threes. 0 for 3 today, so that wasn't happening. But the truth is, if he can get out there and make an impact without his offense going well, his offense will come. But if he gets nothing done when his offense isn't out there, then he's not going to get the opportunities. So he worked through that. I'm really proud of what he was able to do today. I know some people are going to take some shots at him, and that's fair. I guess it's fair. People have had high expectations from him that have been kind of unreasonable. But in the end, we just have to continue to be patient, and I'm okay with defending him anytime people are going to talk some shit.
Yeah, man, no doubt. We love Poku. We look at him as we've said in the past, is that needs to be with him. I mean, what else do we say there? He needs to have more time on his hands to develop his game as far as the NBA style. We think that his style is going to translate very, very well into the game, but he also has a couple more years before we think he's completely 100% NBA ready. I know. People will talk all the trash they want about him. I get it. But the reality is that he's still under 20 years old for a couple more years. And so that's what I'm kind of looking at, is that this is, to me, is this like, you know, just take a deep breath, recognize that Poku is going to come along in his own time, and the way he develops, he's going to be fine. I'm not too worried about it. Tonight, like Mark said, 2 points, but man, his defensive presence is really scary. I really am impressed with what he's doing. The other guy that I really felt like stepped up tonight was Jeremiah Robinson Earl. Played a lot of power forward position. He was out there a lot with Poku and Isaiah Roby. That was a lot of fun to see. that type of matchup. But he had 6 points, one steal, one assist, and five rebounds, three of which were offensive. The other day he got skunked or got one defensive rebound. So it's really great to see that he snapped back and had three offensive rebounds. It shows you the hustle and the desire he has that he wants the ball. Also, I want to highlight that he played power forward and not center. Maybe that's a coincidence that he had as many rebounds as he did, or maybe he's going to fit better in the power forward position until he can get that NBA body more ready. I understand that people made fun of me the other day when I said he needed to put more weight on, and I like to say it about him, but his body is designed for the NBA, but he needs to take the weight that he currently has and turn it into pure muscle. And when he does that, it's over. The NBA will be put on notice. But maybe the power forward for right now, while we have Derek Favors, is a perfect position for him to get him into the game and get him game time, and then we'll switch him over to the center as time goes on. But man, this is exciting to see him out there.
You know, Ty Jerome did not play tonight, and so that really opened up an opportunity today for Trey Mann to step into that spot. He went for just under 17 minutes. He shot 5 for 10, 1 for 4 from deep, 1 for 2 on the free throws. He ended up with 2 rebounds and 1 assist. He showed a lot of glimpses. He's got a great ability to create space for himself. He uses the mid-range game, and his 3-point shot, when it goes in, it feels right. There's something about it that's elite, and you know, it's something we're going to have to wait to see what he continues to develop, but that's been really fun to watch his game continue to blossom.
Yeah, man. Don't forget about Trey, man. I'm telling you, this guy is going to be special. He just needs time to develop, just like everybody on this team. But more so, the way that he took over the game at the point guard position was spectacular today. It really kind of put an eye out to what he could do with that lanky guard. Man, it's exciting. Teo played a great game, 17 minutes, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. I thought he did a phenomenal job out there tonight. I look at him playing more tomorrow night, as well as a couple of these other guys. But I feel like a lot of these other guys that got held off tonight are going to be seen in tomorrow's game more. So I know there's a certain way that Coach D likes to go ahead and do doubleheaders. We're going to see a little glimpse of that tomorrow. But man, the last player that we haven't talked about had a special last 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah, Aaron Wiggins finally got into the game a little bit at the end. He ended up hitting a 3, so he was 1 for 1. He had 2 steals, so he was just putting pressure everywhere, and 1 block. So pretty special to watch. Got to throw in that 1 rebound also. So, I mean, the guy's getting it done. Like you said, last episode or a few episodes again, it feels like watching Andre Roberson on defense, but then all of a sudden he's out there and he's doing stuff offensively, and that's been great to see. I'm happy with what we saw today. For me, the highlight of the game was watching Baisley, you know, draw the offensive foul on Michael Porter Jr. and then go right at him. It was on a kick out on a 3-point shot by Porter Jr. and then Baisley went right at him at the basket and finished on him. Obviously, there's got to be some sort of like personal challenge when Baisley plays against other young players who play similar positions, similar style of game. So I feel like there's a definitely a challenge there, and I feel like Baisley's stepping up for it, and that's been great to see. Baisley's one of my favorite players on this team. You know, watching him go through everything he's gone through to become the player he's become and he's becoming has been really special. And I feel like today was one of those special moments where you got to see that big smile break out on his face. And that's been fun to watch.
Yeah, man. And my favorite play, I already mentioned it today, was Josh Giddey driving hard to the hole, dropping on the dime, and watching all the defenders run by as Gabriel Deck walked right in for a wide open layup, man. This is the type of player Josh is, and we're going to see this a lot during this year. I'm totally stoked. I'm excited about tomorrow's game against Denver. I think that game is at 8 o'clock tomorrow as well. You know, this is exciting. I get it. I understand. We're not going to get too excited about this being a preseason game. But right now, if this is a glimpse of how we're going to be playing during the year, our defense was stifling. Our offense was on point. The way that we moved the ball around, the way that we shot the ball, we shot over 40% from deep. I'm telling you, this is what we're going to be seeing during the year. And if this is true, it's going to be an exciting year. Every Thunder fan are going to be put on notice that this is going to be a year that we're going to all be excited about. This is going to be a year we're all going to circle and say, we're going to compete to get to the playoffs. And that's something that's going to be great, because now this team is a homegrown team. And that is what we are. We don't have Chris Paul leading the way this time. We don't have, blank, blank, and blank leading the way anymore. This is a team that Sam Presti has drafted. And I'm really excited about the outcome of this game. And I'm going to be excited about more games this season. But this is just the start. And boy, and this is just going to be exciting, man. I am pumped. I know you're pumped. I know the rest of the Oklahoma City Thunder fans are listening in. They're pumped because, first of all, you're listening to us. So I know you guys are pumped.
Hell yeah, man. And I mean, obviously, the reason we're upset, we're so fucking excited, is not because we won a preseason game. It's because the way that we did it, the way that we saw so many players attacking from the perimeter, every single player who played shot a three, and that means something to us. We want to see that type of aggression. We want to see players put it on other teams and make them defend the three-point line. Let's spread the court out, and let's see the young players get out there and do their thing. And if we can win while doing that, then we're going to leave excited. So we know they're pumped up in the locker room, and we are too. And it's not just about the fact that we won. It's about the fact that we did it in the style that we did it. Look, Denver's got some things to figure out. Murray's a big part of what they did, and they don't have him right now. And they've got a lot of fucking things to figure out. So I'm not going to act like they're even as good as they were last year. But we played a good team, and we won. And let's move forward, and we got to play them again tomorrow. So let's see what happens, and we appreciate you guys taking the time to join us, and we'll see you then. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.